Seriously? Republicans slam arrest of Marine Gold Star father who shouted at Biden during So Too. By Christina Wong on March 8, 2024. Republicans slammed the arrest of Steve Nikui, the father of a Marine killed during President Joe Biden's botched Afghanistan withdrawal, for demanding during the State of the Union that Biden recognize the 13 U.S. service members killed. Representative Mike Waltz, RFL, a retired Green Beret colonel and Afghanistan war veteran, posted a photo of himself with Nikui at the Capitol before the speech, posting, "This Gold Star father, Steve Nikui, lost his son Kareem Nikui at Abbey Gate, Afghanistan. Then Kareem's older brother committed suicide over the loss. To this day, Biden has never apologized or said Kareem's name in public. And Steve was arrested for demanding Biden do so at So Too. Seriously?" Nikui, who was a guest of Army veteran Representative Brian Mast, RFL, had interrupted Biden's speech after he bragged about keeping Americans safe. He was heard shouting Abbey Gate, the entrance to the Kabul International Airport where his son and 12 other troops were killed by a suicide bomber on the last days of the chaotic and unplanned withdrawal, and United States Marines. A reporter posted a photo of Nikui handcuffed. Mast furiously posted, "The sergeant at arms is holding my State of the Union guest for yelling at POTUS. In protest because his son was killed in action at the Abbey Gate due to Biden's incompetence. So much for the right to petition our government for the redress of grievances." He later slammed Nikui's arrest for wanting Biden to remember his son. Steve Nikui, the father of fallen Marine Lance Corporal Kareem Nikui, was my guest to #SoToo2024. He was arrested because he cried out to at Joe Biden to remember his son, he posted. Joe Biden has never honored those killed at the Abbey Gate and still hails the catastrophic withdrawal as a success, he added. According to Axios, Nikui was charged with a local misdemeanor charge of crowding, obstructing or incommoding, despite members of Congress also disrupting Biden's speech. Axios also reported that D.C. code prohibits protesting in an area where it is otherwise unlawful to demonstrate and continuing after being instructed by a law enforcement officer to cease, and that the charge carries a fine of up to $500 and 90 days in prison. The Capitol Police claimed they warned him to stop yelling and when he did not, he was removed and arrested. Follow Breitbart News' Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.